This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A proposed Islamic cultural center and mosque, two blocks from Ground Zero, has become a flashpoint of controversy. The plans for Cordoba House are supported by most politicians in Manhattan and by religious leaders of many faiths. But in recent weeks, there's been growing tension over the project and some painfully raw emotions. NPR's Margot Adler has our story.
The plan for Cordoba House, which those who oppose it call a mosque and those who support it call a cultural center with a place for prayer, has been the dream of Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf and his wife Daisy Khan since 2004. Khan describes it as having facilities for
athletics, arts, culture, performances, lecture series, weddings, and also a much-needed prayer space.
The imam considers himself an Orthodox Muslim, but he's also a Sufi, a contemplative and mystical path in Islam. He and his wife run the American Society for Muslim Advancement, which is housed in a building used by many faiths that is part of Riverside Church. And Khan certainly sounds very much in that interfaith tradition.
Our religion has been hijacked by the extremists, and this center is going to create that counter-momentum, which will amplify the voices of the moderate Muslims. If we have to defeat the extremists, Muslims have to be leading that effort.
But at a Landmarks Commission meeting on Tuesday, the atmosphere was very different. Most of the speakers wanted the building to be landmarked because of 9/11. Landmark status would mean the building could not be torn down, creating roadblocks for the new Islamic Cultural Center. Here are Barbara Pellucci, Sam Nunberg, and Andrea Quinn.
The landing gear from one of the planes from 9/11 attack crashed into that building. And that should be a museum.
It would be like removing the sunken ship from Pearl Harbor to erect a memorial for the Japanese kamikazes killed in the attack.
To deprive this building of landmark status is to allow for a citadel of Islamic supremacy to be erected in its place.
Ziad Ramadan spoke in support of the center, saying he was a Muslim whose wife and brother were first responders after the September 11th attacks. He said it was un-American to say where a house of worship should be.
A lot of the rhetoric that you're hearing, it's the same thing that's happening in Staten Island. It's the same thing that's happening in Brooklyn. It's called Islamophobia, pure and simple. And do not allow...
Please let him speak.
Mayor Bloomberg supports the center. The community board for Lower Manhattan voted to support the project 29-1. In the race for governor, it's become a bone of contention with Republican candidate Rick Lazio calling on Attorney General Andrew Cuomo, his Democratic opponent, to investigate the project's funding.
This is a time when we need to ask serious questions that will keep the people of New York, and particularly the people of downtown Manhattan, feeling and actually being safe.
His Democratic opponent, Andrew Cuomo, says yes, some people are upset that the project is near Ground Zero.
The flip side, and what Mayor Bloomberg has said, we understand that. We also believe in the concept of freedom of religion and independence of religion, where government doesn't say what religions can be where.
Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf and Daisy Khan have not been totally forthcoming about their funding, but Khan told NPR on Tuesday that they are just in the process of forming a new nonprofit, that fundraising won't really start until after the Landmarks Commission rules. A recent poll on the question of the mosque showed that 52% of New York City residents opposed the center. In more liberal Manhattan, 46% of the residents approved it, and 36% were opposed. Maurice Carroll of the Quinnipiac poll says the most notable statistic is that while 55% of New Yorkers say Islam is a peaceful religion,
22% say that it encourages violence. They wouldn't say that about Jews or Catholics or Protestants, and the explanation of that has to be the terrorists have poisoned people's minds.
But the memory of the 9/11 terrorist attacks are being fueled by all kinds of bloggers and activists, many of whom don't live downtown. There's even a new TV ad put out by the National Republican Trust PAC.
On September 11th, they declared war against us. And to celebrate that murder of 3,000 Americans, they want to build a monstrous 13-story mosque at Ground Zero. This ground is sacred.
The proposed building is two blocks from where the tower stood. Meanwhile, Daisy Khan finds herself somewhat shocked at everything that's going on. When I said, people say you are bringing Muslim extremist law to the U.S., she says Muslims pray, they fast, they give charity. Most American Muslims don't want to do anything that violates American law.
America works because of its religious freedoms and because it does not allow any one religion to dominate another. And we are very happy as Muslims with that arrangement.
But clearly, some others are not. The controversy doesn't show signs of letting up, but except for the landmarks question, the project has been approved. And even if Cordoba House has to stay within the existing building, it's hard to believe the project can be stopped. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.